Yosef, Yosef is all of a sudden, he's got a food bed to sign, he made them art bed, so I'm saying, look, that's a king of Pharaoh. Yosef settled his father and his brothers, and he gave them a food bed to sign, he made them art bed, so I'm saying, which is a king of Pharaoh. And Chalko Yosef is all of a sudden, he's all of a sudden, he's all of because it says that Yosef brought all his family to Mitzrayim, brought them down, and gave them a chuzah b'ez Mitzrayim. The mate of Aorot b'ez Ramzes has seen a pharaoh. Because it says by Yechalkel, Yosef is all of his echom, and he supported them, he sustained them. It's called based ochom lechem lefi hatov, bread according to the tov, according to the children. What does it mean, lechem lefi hatov? So the Sforno says, pshat Rabbi Yisai, afal pi, sh'oye b'yodoy, l'harbos lahem mozoy. The Maisi Yosef was the ruler of all of Eretz Yisrael. He was in charge. He was the one who came up with the idea. And the Yeparah put him in charge of giving out all the food. Yosef Bekitza was the main man over there. The whole economy of Egypt. And he was the one in charge of giving out all the food. And so much so that we learn later on that Paro told the people, you better be afraid of this Yosef. Because later on in the Pasuk it says that at the end of the first year, they first put all got to a matzah where they had given all their money. They used all their money purchasing power to get all the food they needed. And then it came at the end of the first year, and it came in the second year, and Maisa, we don't have anything left. We gave all the money for the food. What's left is our bodies and our lands. Why should we die? So Maisa, it says in the Pesukim that they came to Paro first. And they complained to Paro, what should we do? There's no more food. So Paro told them, what's the problem? Didn't Yosef tell him to store up the food? He said, yeah, he did. Well, the Maisa, everything that we stored rotted, that's where it had to come. He made it come to you. As he said that before. So he said, so Yosef was telling them they have to go get a bris milah, and they have to do certain things. He said, well, they were complaining to Paro, what's going on? He said, you better listen to Yosef. He declared, you know, look what happened. Before you had, you had crab and everything. Yosef declared, "Abayi stories that you're not going to have it in Mela. You have to come on." So Yosef, so you better listen to him. So Yosef had unbelievable power over there. He was mamish in control, and they were afraid of him. They worshipped. I mean, it was a worship, but they mamish lived according to his word. And the whole Mitzrayim thought they were saved because of Yosef, all the storage that he made of all the extra crop. And here Yosef now has the opportunity to sustain his family, to feed them. The Pasuk says he gave them lechem lefi hatov. The Sforno says, John, why? FLP should be able to have the Muslim be meet them as speckas. He gave them just enough to supply them. Ki omram tainis yud aleph is macha at sibo shori bitzar al yoda oimar odem ela lebesiv oichov eshtav shom lechanavshi. When the tzibah's bitzar, when the tzar amongst the tzibah, a person should not say to himself, listen, everything's going good in my life, I'm okay, I don't care what's doing with the tzibah, I don't care what's doing with everybody else, as long as I'm, as long as I have enough, as long as in my house there's enough food, I don't care what's doing by the neighbor, I don't care what's doing in the plan, I don't care what's doing with the economy, as long as I'm okay. And Chazal say, mefurish, a person should not do that. And the person is supposed to sympathize and empathize with the tzibur. And Chazal say very strong lashon in the Gemara of the Antinus. The Gemara says that a person who does such a thing, Kadosh Baruch has big times on a person. A person, Kadosh Baruch has big times on a person that doesn't mishtatif in the tzar of the tzibur. That people are going through a shver matzah. Or people are going through something going on. And that's what we have this early in the parasha also, Maisa. We know. We had also Yosef Yulat Shnei Varim B'Terem Tovash Nasa Rav. The Gemara says Yosef did not have children only before, because he did not have any children during the Shas Arav, because the Shas Shal Sheba B'tzibur, he didn't want to have his own pleasure. That's what Chazal said, and that's what a person is supposed to do. But the Gemara is even stronger. Zog to Gemara, come right bottom. B'zman Shisho Shurim B'tzah, U'pirish Echelen B'on Yishnei Malchi Yashor Shem Alav Lo Lo'odam, U'manichel Lo Yidein Al Rosh V'ayim Ben Plonis Apirish Men HaTzibur. Says the Chazal, we see a tzibur that's in tzar, a tzibur doing something, the guy's being boyish. He sees that Chaz Shalom, the tzibur's in tzar, they're going through difficulties, a difficult time. One guy goes, you know, I'm going to enjoy myself. I don't care what the tzibur's going through difficult times. Kama two malach yashos, they escort a guy, they put their hands on his head, and they say, Ploni zeh, shepir min tzibur, al yireh ben chomos tzibur. He's not going to see the comforting of the tzibur. Chazal had big bikoyres, a very, very stark times in a person that goes to mishtatev in the tzar of a tzibur. And that means that a person has to realize that when other people are going through tzar, the tzibur of the Torah says, how do we deal with other people going through tzar? That we have to mishtatev. We have to feel the pain of other people in a person. It's very easy to look aside, oh, Nebuch, oh, this, oh, that, and a person can go on enjoying himself. But if a person has somebody that's close to him, especially a tzibur, it's going through a tzar, like a period of tzar. A person has to learn to feel for others. That's what Chazal is teaching us, especially at tzibur. And even if you as an individual, everything's okay. Yosef had plenty. Yosef could have said he was mamish. He could have protected for everybody, his whole family. He could have taken care of his family. He could have given them riches. He could have given them enough that they shouldn't have to worry about it for the rest. He only gave them exact portions. Why? Yosef was teaching a lesson that when other people are going through a difficult time, that's not the time for you to enjoy yourself. Your job is to try to mishtatev, try to feel for others. And this is something in this generation which is very, very difficult, because stamazoi, these sort of feelings is become obsolete. It's become mamish to a matzav where people have no feelings for other people. And that's totally negative Torah. We've come to a generation where we've lost our sense of feeling. We've come into a generation, it's not that it's not predicted. The Navi tells us that Vasiroisi Vecham Leiv Evan. There'll be a come to a time we're going to have a lev evin, a stone heart, stone walled heart. The Kodesh Baruch Hu have to replace it and give the heart transplants to every person in the world, because they're going to get to a matzav where the heart is mama stone. There's no feeling. The heart is the aver of feeling, of sense, of sensation, and fear is supposed to be the feeling. And people walk around with mamish a heart which is mamish empty. The feelings for other people who put it. And it's not so posh, because a lot of tragedies going on, a lot of things that we go, nothing becomes new to us, nothing really shocks us anymore, nothing really gives us feeling. A mold was such a thing, if Chas V'Shalom, a person heard about a serious matzah, a person heard about something serious, something's on the head, you didn't even know the person. You would feel something, it would be a sense of loss, you would feel bad for the person, you walk away with a certain type of, you know, empty heart, some type of feeling in your heart. Oy, Nebuch, what's going on? How are we even saying Nebuch? Who says Nebuch anymore? Who looks at it as a Nebuch? Who feels for somebody else's pain? Remember my grandmother, Zichrona Levracha. I remember she used to read the Jewish press. That was a paper. She had come to America, she remember taught herself how to read, and she used to take a long time to daven, but she used to sit with the Jewish press. And it used to be in every other page, or every few pages of the thing, oh, please send money. And this person, Nebuch, had a fire, and the Rachman son, they don't have a house. This person has, Rachman son has a sick child, please send money. And we remember we found after she was nifta, even my mother remembers, we remember also that she used to sit there by the paper, she had tears in her eyes, didn't know the person. She didn't even have anything, and she went upset. Women of very low means, they didn't have too much to live on, but she would send checks, something, to every single person. We found thousands of checkbooks just written out to people who she didn't have any shaykhus with, but she went to the paper and she read a thing that wasn't real. Alibi, they were real. Other stories almost all more real. But at the end of the day, the point was to see something and have some feeling, to empathize and sympathize with the person going through his difficult times. Said, hey, you're lucky. The guy doesn't make a joke about it. The guy going through he'll make a one-liner about the guy and quickly. So if he doesn't do that, he's very excited to go. But to have a feeling for somebody, to go over to a guy who went through a difficult time right now, it doesn't have to be Dafka, and to go over and to sit with him and to empathize and sympathize with what's going on in his life, that's what Chazal wants. People are going through difficult times in different areas of life, and the person you know may make fun, make a joke, laugh, this, that. And the best, and on the worst end, the best scenario, okay, he won't say anything. But to go there and sit with him, to talk it out, and help to cheer up the guy, and the person has had a difficult day, you go over and you walk over, what's bothering you? How can I help you? How can I make you feel good? What's going on with your life? That's what Chazal wants from us, a person. To know what's going on, especially with the tzibur, especially if the tzibur is going through a tzav. Rather, that's the worst thing, to be punished from the tzibur. They're going through a matzav of tzav. We don't care. You know, shaykhis, there's certain tzibur in certain different areas, they're going through a chas v'sholom, you see that, you know, there's hurricanes, or whatever goes there, you know, okay, so what? Nebuch. And turn the next page of the mishpacha. You know, we see the article about something happened. Nebuch, this guy got electrocuted. Next page, what's doing in New Zealand? The snow in New Zealand today. Any skiing? Never. Next page, but the people in the world that never have suffering. And I'm not saying a person should sit there and with tissues when he reads the mishpacha and, you know, go through a box of Kleenex. What I'm saying is that a person has to learn to be mishtati b'tzara shachaveir v'sa. Mishtadav doesn't necessarily mean always, but it means to feel a little bit for somebody else, for yourself. Feel the pain. Feel the suffering. That's what Kosh Baruch wants. And especially if we have an opportunity, and with our friends or relatives or people that are going through a tzara, for yourself. And a person could give a phone call. You know, it doesn't mean anything to him. He doesn't really know me. You never know, for yourself. I know countless of stories when a guy called somebody, a friend, he heard he was going through a chmal tzara and a difficult parasha. This happened, this guy had a broken shit, you know, you give him a call, and there's a when to do it, you have to know how to do it, and what to say to Boisai. You know, some people are like, so lost the plot sometimes. They say the most stupidest thing, you know, to a guy that never, something happened to him, they'll say like the most stupidest thing, you know. Like, how does it feel to be disengaged? Oh, I just saw your ex with another guy. Thank you so much. Such a great guy. Some people have no heart. It's my mistake. I don't know what happened. You just cut it out. What happened to the heart? Go to a guy, Rahman's son. They make a joke. Hashem Shalom, you see a yasser and this and that. You make jokes and this and that. People have senseless something. I'm senseless. They hurt people terribly. Think before you talk, but more than that, if a person has a friend or somebody, even if you have a friend, a relative, somebody's going through a difficult time, you know what it means to give him a call. You know what it means to talk to him, to give him a call. It doesn't mean every day, everything. If you ever pick up the phone and say, oh, it's my friend, how's it going? How's life? You know, what are you calling me? Stop, I thought to give you a call, stop. You know, and just talk to him. And you never know, Rabbi. You never know how you could pick up somebody's life just with a few good words, Rabbi. A few good words, you can change a person's life. The Gemara says in the Baba Batzla, look at the Gemara, that a person gives stocker to an ani, he gets 60, he's mispar of a sheish brachas. A mefaisa b'tmorim, mispar of a yud alef brachas. The Gemara says you get another yud alef brachas on top of giving him the what's it called? On top of giving him the six brachas of giving the stocker another 11 brachas just being mefaisa, Rabbi. We saw the Akhil of Chomsky, the Miach, the Shkirch of Abranovich, of Achon's Mashkir, to say Pshad is because the person gives something much more precious when he's Mephai. So he gives him his time. Time is the most precious thing a person has, and he gives it up. Something else that's even more precious than money. Well, the Maizah, Chazal said, you're Mephai, you take an Oni who's going through a difficult life. You just don't throw the money in his face. He had to take a shekel. You give him a few good kind words. You say something nice to him. You give him a little encouragement. But he said, the Gemara Chazal say he gets much more brach. You get much more brach for that. You don't see the Gedolim, Rabbi said, Gedolim, how much time they took out to give, to encourage people, to range people, people who are going through difficult times, people who are suffering. Hey, how much time they gave, Rabbi said. Gedolim, for these type of people, Rabbi said. They sat with them, they talked to them. Just saw them nicely with the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi said. The Satmar Rebbe sat with a shear, Rabbi said. Once said this over, I think, he sat with a shear. After the Muhammad, he came to Williamsburg, the Satmar Rebbe, and the Maisi he had, not to have the Hasidic court that he had today, there's a few Hasidim they had, they sat in Williamsburg, a bunch of guys, they came to a shir every night at 7:30 for the Satmar Rebbe, the shir was from 7:30 to 8, except the brachas. And these people were mamish broken people, they had just come from the Holocaust. And they sat around the table, and every day, the Satmar Rebbe started the shir, he opened the Gemara to mamish, the front page before they got into the Gemara. He says, Yankala, what's doing with you? Oh, Rebbe, so many tzoras, my mother, my vibe, my kinder, this and that. He says, yeah, Yankala, Nebuch. He used to talk to them, Kitzah. And he said, go to the next one. But Kitzah, every night, and then they got to 8:30, oh, she is over. Well, he just heard the tzoras of Yankala, Shmerala, this. The next night, a year straight, every night, the same thing went on. He opened the Gemara to the first page. So what's doing Berela? That's so sad, the pain. Oh, I can't go to sleep at night. Nebuch Berela. But maybe this, Baruch Hashem, you as well. And we encouraged him, Mamash, a whole year, Sabbath Rebbe sat for an hour. How precious Torah and his time was. But he sat for an hour with this group of who, the younger, older men, whatever, how many way were. And every night went through. After 1 year, these people had already got chizik. The Rebbe had built up their lives. He started to give them chizik of hope and everything. The Rebbe said, Ad Khan, Rabbi Yisai, we learned Daf Aleph. Now we're going to start Daf Beis. Lama learn. Name of Sakharin Sashmavah. Till now we learned Daf Aleph. Now let's start Daf Beis. Daf Aleph was rejuvenating these Yidin, Rabbi Yisai, broken people. Sabbath Rebbe's time is precious, but he spent a whole year learning Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph was building up the spirit of these men, Rabbi Yisai. We don't understand what it means, the Mishnah of Tzara, to be involved with someone's Tzara, to build it up, Rabbi Yisrael, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks on, and how much it meets pressure, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't realize the guy's going through difficult times, sometimes we don't realize something, to go say nice words, to be encouraging to another Chaver, Rabbi Yisrael, to a roommate, to a friend, Rabbi Yisrael. We don't realize how much it does, Rabbi Yisrael. If a Moshe Feinstein can take out the time, Rabbi Yisrael, to listen to a deranged woman for an hour and a half, his first son once came in, she was telling about Martians, and UFOs, and he sat there for an hour and a half trying to encourage her. And his father, his son came in, he was waiting an hour and a half. His son came in and said, Tata, after she finally left, he told her a plan how to capture the Martians. After an hour and a half, his son came in, Tata, the whole world of Torah is waiting for your children, and here he's sitting with this lady telling you about UFOs and Martians. He said, yeah, but she's a Nebuch, and she needs help. She's in such pain. I sit there, listen to her stories about Martians. And I sit there, and every Shabbos, a lady used to call him, a Russian lady, every once a week, a Russian lady used to come over, and Moshe used to go ahead and write a letter in Russian to her sister back in Russia. And Moshe knew Russian. So he'd spend an hour every day, or whatever, half hour every week, writing a letter in Russian for this lady. Any yokel could have done it, but the God of Adon was in there, right? Oh, what do you want to say to your sister? How's the tomatoes in Russia? My Moshe had no good Russian. So this lady in Russia was getting a letter from Moshe Feinstein about what color the tomatoes are in Russia. Why? Because Moshe took out the time. And every Shabbos, a woman, a Russian lady, would call Moshe to ask when was candlelighting time. And Moshe would patiently answer. Any yokel could answer. She gets the calendar for the Tel Yeshiva with the Charoi says. He doesn't come in the mail with those 8 Hanukkah candles every year. The same Charoi says. I don't know what it's Roy Lachila Skela, whatever it is. But you get the Charoi, get the calendar for the Tel Yeshiva. No, every Shabbos the Moshe used to do. Why? Because the lady got encouraged by calling the Moshe Feinstein. Because these people went through, who knows what service they went when they came from Russia. The courage another person, Mishtat of Tzara, Rabbi Yisai, is the greatest thing a person can do, Rabbi Yisai. You don't have to do that great madrigas, Rabbi said, of the Satmar Rebbe. Or if your friend's going through a little bit difficult time, what's wrong with you? Why are you so sad? Dad, get up! He walks on to play his basketball game. Okay. Maybe you encourage him, or maybe he's sitting there sulking in his room again from your beautiful, kind words. To be involved in a tzar, to cheer him up, to give him chizer, to give him a rotzon, and a desire to continue on. A lot of people have to do this. To get involved, to empathize, to sit there, sometimes to hear the problem. You know, no one has time anymore to hear. You got to run out and do who knows what. To have time to sit with a chover and to hear out a sign. If you can't help him, take him to a rebbe, take him to somebody else. A side. That's the soid. The Chazal saying, bring dinos over there. That ain't a chanal. If you're not mishtat b'tzaroi, it's chas v'shom, ain't a roi b'n chomo, but eilu she mishtat b'tzar. Eilu lo rabal v'the tzav v'tzibor, it's zoyuch of a roi b'n chomo siyon, it's zoyuch of a siyon b'n chomo, v'ol kai yisov v'korav, amen.